We're now over a week into the conflict in Ukraine, and already the human cost has been enormous, but many organizations are stepping up to help.
There are 8 Salvation Army churches in Ukraine now, and all of them are actively involved in their work with refugees. We have more than 20 people every day in this shelter.
That's Galina Drozdowski. She is the Divisional Director for Women's Ministries for the Salvation Army. She says what people need right now are the bare essentials, food, water, a place to sleep. Expectant mothers are particularly vulnerable in this moment.
I received a message that 22 babies were born in the subway. They are in dire need of baby food, diapers, and hygiene items. Many women give birth prematurely because of the stress.
But war isn't just about resources. As we just heard, it's exhausting, both mentally and emotionally. And for that, Drozdowski has turned to her faith.
Fasting and prayer, reading the Bible is very empowering. You know, I found an image on the internet where a young girl was depicted. It was the image of Ukraine, and she said, "We have no one to rely on except for God alone." That has become my motto.
In Kyiv alone, officials say as many as 15,000 people have taken refuge in the subway system to escape the bombing and artillery fire on the capital.
So that's what we're learning about the humanitarian crisis unfolding in Ukraine right now.